This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon in the District of Columbia. You know what that means on a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, B.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take my ass to the gym this afternoon, B, or it might be sipping time.
I think you just go sip, though.
We'll see how it goes.
You can Javon, do curls. You can do 12-ounce curls.
Yeah. I'm good at those. Javon Kinlaw, really interesting story. I believe it was Rich Simony of ESPN.com, covers the Jets, wrote a really good in-depth story on Kinlaw about a year ago when he signed with New York. Kinlaw, his family, I believe, are from Trinidad and emigrated here, and he grew up in D.C. till he was 12 or 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually moved down south. I think was living with his mom in some really difficult circumstances, and then eventually moved down to the South Carolina for high school, and I guess middle school and high school. But eventually went to college in Columbia at South Carolina. And he just signed with Washington officially this morning, and he had a subsequent press conference. And I think this is a really touching comment from a young man who has now made life-changing wealth.
Well, I grew up in Northeast D.C., so I'm a real skin fan, point blank, period. And I was just telling somebody, when I was growing up, Trent Williams was on the team and Jordan Reed, and then I got to be teammates with them guys my rookie year. For me to be able to be on this team now is a full circle moment for me. And I know a lot about the transformation, man. It was in the blink of an eye. It's like you go from zero to hero, you know what I mean? And that's all I'm about, you know? That's kind of my life. And I can't wait to thrive with these guys, man. I feel so blessed, and I'm so happy to be here. Shoot, my whole family here, so...
All right, we're going to try that again without the producer microphone on. Jesus. Fellas, we could hear you. So let's try this one more time. Javon Kinlaw, D.C. guy, without the aquarium microphone on.
Well, I grew up in Northeast D.C., so I'm a real skin fan, point blank, period. And I was just telling somebody, when I was growing up, Trent Williams was on the team and Jordan Reed, and then I got to be teammates with them guys my rookie year. For me to be able to be on this team now is a full circle moment for me. And I know a lot about the transformation, man. It was in the blink of an eye. It's like you go from zero to hero, you know what I mean? And that's all I'm about, you know? That's kind of my life. And I can't wait to thrive with these guys, man. I feel so blessed, and I'm so happy to be here. Shoot, my whole family here, so...
Yep, they're not even talking, so I don't know how that happened.
But, like, we could hear them talk. Maybe when he recorded it, whatever.
When he recorded it, must have done it, because it must have been when y'all were recording it. Because y'all...
Whatever.
Y'all not they weren't talking just now, and it's still playing like that.
Yeah. However that occurred, we're going to move forward just based on what he said. And I know you never got to play for the Saints or anything, B, but how cool of an opportunity is it for him now as a free agent to come back to Washington?
Oh, it's cool because he was a fan of the team. You know, if I had been a fan of, let's say, Washington, you know, and then I get a chance to play there, I'd see how I feel. But growing up in that city has to be a special feeling for him, you know. And I would hope that it brings pride to him to want to make sure that the team continue on the path they're going to get back to be good again. Well, they're good already, but to stay there.
Yeah. At this point, we've seen them. Last year was a high. Now we're looking for sustainability,
there
right?
You go. Totally.
And the entire Kinlaw presser was pretty interesting. I went back and watched. I was able to do some of it live in breaks, and then I went back and watched it in other breaks. I asked him just about what it means that Adam Peters wanted him back. And that, to me, is what stands out most about this signing, is the folks that claim they don't like it are probably just regurgitating other stuff they've heard. Mm-hmm. But if you subscribe to the theory of how well Peters has done since he arrived, it's pretty damn clear Peters liked this dude because they drafted him in San Fran and he just re-signed him now. I think you should bestow the benefit of the doubt in this situation.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, Peters knows numbers that we don't even know.
Right.
He was there and he was probably in the position to where they had to, you know, go in there and research and dissect everything to figure out, should we get this guy? You know what I'm saying? So he understands what he's capable of, and now he has a coaching staff underneath him that they're very good at getting people to play their best. So if you get that from him, you probably can have your steal here.
Well, and I also think there's a factor of buy-in, right? And yeah. I think with Tunsil, that's a question because maybe that hasn't been a strength or whatever. Well, we don't know. But I also think Dan Quinn's pretty involved in this stuff. And I think Dan Quinn's superpower is getting guys to buy in and forming these, like, team bonds. And that's pretty powerful. And Kinlaw seems like the kind of dude who wants to hit the ground running. I did want Jeff and Heavy Metal Chris, two dudes that are from D.C. that love this team. What does it mean to you when you hear him say, like, man, I'm from here. My family's here. I love this team.
Honestly, the first thing I kind of thought about was actually was John Allen leaving, and now we got him. It's kind of, I feel like he's going to maybe replace that kind of local heart for the team.
Mm. That's interesting.
I love
you, Jeffrey?
I love it. I don't know if you heard me back here.
Oh, I heard it twice.
Well, no. That, you couldn't hear me back here because we weren't talking.
When you recorded it, whenever you downloaded that video, you and Chris were clearly talking.
Yeah.
I was moving forward, but you opened the door back up.
Yeah, but that wasn't that. So let's keep moving forward and stop bringing it over the air. I'm actually excited. I'm actually excited that we have someone from here that have that passion because – you know, it's different when you have people playing, but when you have passionate people playing, it's just going to up their play. And I'm glad he's back, you know, get his chance to make his money.
For sure.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
And I think, B, with Kinlaw saying that he was up in weight with the Jets, and he said it helped him with the double teams, but it cost him some explosiveness. Yeah. You don't really go up in weight as a free agent unless you're told to, right?
Yeah, normally.
I'm asking. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, listen, man, I've been through this thing where they told me they wanted me to be because I was 209. They wanted me to go to 216, 220 because they wanted me to play fullback. And they were trying to use me a little bit like I forgot the running back that was back in the days at the Rams. So they wanted me to get up to 220. So as I get
not
to 220.
Bettis.
No. It was way before my okay. time. So I get to 220. Guess what they tell me then? Oh, no, we're not going to do that anymore. We want you to go back down. What the hell? You know, and sometimes people play with that. But then you hit a point where you know what you can do at which weights. And once I realized what I could do at 216 and 220, I said, I don't give a damn where you want me to play. I'm going to play it at this weight. You know, because a lot of teams played those games back then to put you on that little where they can come in and weigh you and try to take money from you. You know, so I got to the point where my body fat was right. I'm going to play at this weight.
Yeah, it's
him trying to gain weight. He was told to try and be that guy, and then he got big, and then they want him to move outside some, and he can't come off like he used to.
Right. Yeah, I mean, clearly, it wasn't right for him with the Jets. I think maybe late in the season they figured out the right way to use him. I think you're getting a guy that is probably. I think he's clearly been through a lot in his personal life, and I think in his professional life, like as a pro football player, he's probably evolved a lot. You know, that first season as a rookie, 12 starts for a Niners team that was improving. Then he's basically hurt all of 21 and 22, this knee thing, they're trying to figure it out. 23, where the Niners went to a Super Bowl, I mean, he played every game for them that season, was obviously a part of their rotation on the defensive line. You know, hits free agency, gets a little cash, goes to the Jets. It was a one-year deal, I believe. And the numbers don't pop, but they're certainly not bad. 4.5 sacks, 40 tackles. Mm-hmm. One thing you notice looking just at box scores over the years with Kinlaw, he's a handsy player. Like, he has 45 career starts and 7 passes defensed, 2 forced fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, he gets his hands in throwing lanes. And with his height at 6'5", that's going to be a factor.
Long arms.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I could go back and look at – let me see if I can pull up his athletic profile. He might not have done a lot of testing because he was a first rounder. Well, let's see what we can find here. I wonder what his 10-yard is. What is, like, do you remember your 10-yard? Like, what is considered really fast?
For big boys, the big guys you'd be fast in the 10. So, you're talking about when they do, like, what is it? Was it 1.7? 1.69, 1.7 for them?
Yeah. I don't have his 10-yard. It seems like he might not have run at the combine back in 20. You know what? Stupid-ass COVID, there was no combine. Right? 2020? April? No, you know what? That was the last combine. Because I remember being at that combine and a coach that I'm friends with that is now coaching with the Bucks. We were drinking a beer. And he said to me, he's like, you heard of this coronavirus? I think it's bad in Italy. I remember this. We were at Kilroy's in Indy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, but... We both were like, I don't know if it'll get here. I mean, 5 years later, the entire world was already there. Right. Right. But like 5 years later, the whole world has been completely turned upside down. So his athletic scores from the combine, these are all estimates, which I think is kind of junk to estimate. Mm-hmm. But I do find this kind of interesting. So they give prospects grades on a scale of 8, 1 to 8. 8's mm-hmm. perfect. His grade is a 6.5. He was projected as a first rounder. But kind of interesting, it's boom or bust potential. That's the grading. I'm going back, I'm reading now from the draft. For a player with so many elite physical traits, Kinlaw's tape was much more inconsistent than expected. He had moments where he was able to use his size, length, and power to overwhelm opponents, but poor pad level, I add parenthetically, that's something we still hear about, and an inability to harness his energy coming off the snap led to body control and balance issues that prevented him from reaching his full potential. He could be a disruptive force along the interior with that explosive first step and freaky physical gifts, but utilizing his heavy hands and a plus length as a read and react 3-4 end might allow for improved technique, control, and consistency. No matter the front, Kinlaw's traits and potential could make him a solid starter early in his career.
All right.
Dude.
Well, I'm going to.
5 years later, that reads pretty true from what we've seen so far.
Like what I watched last year, and I was asking for it from other coaching staffs when they were here, get guys to play their best. And I saw our coaching staff get multiple guys to do that. And if this team could get him to just get a little better in some techniques, and he also has a willingness to do it because he's back home, you know, we don't know what could happen. So I'm going to lean towards that positive aspect. Let's just see if we can pull that out of him.
Sure. I also think people get so caught up in base defense, and technically they run a 4-3 base. But they're so rarely in a true base. Like, maybe the plan with him, so in that, Lance Zierlein does a really good job with prospects, I think, and he mm-hmm. writes all these, like, combine informational things. I think talking about a read and react 3-4 end, they're not going to run a specific 3-4, but there has been already conversation of him playing some edge, and I think that's the exact spot they're talking about, mm-hmm. where let him react, let him use his speed, and then the size is significant. I don't know. I think I'm more bullish on Kinlaw than others. I don't think the contract's particularly problematic if you consider the tiers of the interior defensive line. And I enjoyed just kind of getting to hear from him. Sometimes seeing, hearing the person
changes
allows
the perception.
You. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
I think, though, the fact that he was an end in the 3-4, where you normally get some pass rush and run stop,
mm-hmm.
you can play, like, what they did with John late in the season, they had him playing inside and outside. If he's had that experience rushing the passer on the outside, you also have a guy who could be a run stopper for you. Set an edge. That's something we watched Martin do. He could set the edge big time.
Yeah, just because something hasn't happened doesn't mean it can't.
There you go.
When we come back, talking a little Caps hockey with Ethan Cadeau.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.